in addition to a well-trimmed mustache. He wears a lighter-toned, noticeably better-tailored suit, snappy argyle socks, and wingtips. The argyles were about as far in the direction of frippery as any of the right men would ever go. Prominent, too, in the pose, appropriately, are the hands, the highly skilled hands that, by the time the picture was taken, had played a substantial part in bringing miraculous change to the world. To judge by the expressions on their faces, they had little, if any, sense of humor, which was hardly the case. Neither liked having his picture taken. Truth to tell, one reporter wrote, the camera is no friend either to the brothers. But what is most uncharacteristic about the pose is that they sit doing nothing, something they almost never succumb to. As others in Dayton knew, the two were remarkably self-contained, ever industrious, and virtually inseparable. Inseparable as twins, their father would say, and indispensable to each other. They lived in the same house, worked together 6 days a week, ate their meals together, kept their money in a joint bank account, even thought together, Wilbur said. Their eyes were the same gray blue, though Orville's were less predominant and closer together.